When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about why some narcissists don't chase after you when the relationship ends. Some of them will just let you free, leave you be, let you go about your way. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Yes. Why don't some narcissists chase after you? Y'all, come on now. Come through with it today. I need y'all to come through and vibe with me. Just snap with me for a little bit real quick. You know, just get your minds right. Open your minds up for these nuggets I'm about to drop on you. These little nuggets. These little narcissist nuggets. Narc nuggets. Don't take my idea. Narc nuggets. It's gonna be like a little chicken nugget shaped in the form of a devil. why doesn't every single narcissist chase you? So if y'all haven't already, I do have a course about understanding the 7 stages of a narcissistic relationship, right? It literally goes over in detail why you were picked, why you were chosen, all the other good stuff. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. But in that course, I talk about how not every narcissist tries to hoover you. Some narcissists will let you go. Some narcissists and toxic people will absolutely let you go. Some narcissists and toxic people will absolutely release you into the world, right? Because one of the main reasons is, y'all, let's keep it hot. Some of them are just done with you. Like, it's the final discard. You finally put your feet down, and you're not letting them come back. You blocked them on everything or whatever, and they just feel like it's done, it's over. So they just let you go. They don't chase after you, right? Because they feel like it's done. There's no point in reaching out to you anymore because the chances of rejection are way higher now. And narcissists, regardless if y'all been together for years, they hate being rejected. They hate y'all. Hate being rejected. Rejection sucks so bad for narcissists because rejection is the precursor to shame. Not like rejection, like shame follows behind rejection. So if I get rejected, the shame comes right behind it. You know, it's like rejection slaps me, but shame comes behind me and uppercuts me and knocks me out. It's just like shame, like rejection, like, get out of here. And then shame is like, bap, 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 boo, combo, knocks me out. So they just done with you because the chances of rejection are so high. Like, they feel like you've given them, like, it's being realistic. They feel like the relationship has run its course. You know, they feel like they can't come back to you because you might say no. Like, they've done too much. They've been through so much with you, and they just like, damn it, this is it. I know I can't reach out to this person. They're going to reject me. I'm embarrassed. They're going to reject me, or I'm setting myself up for exposure to the point where I don't want to feel this exposure. I don't want to feel this pain of being exposed. I don't want to deal with the pain and hurt of being exposed. I would rather just, you know, go our separate ways and just be done with it like that. Yes, there are a lot of narcissists that just think it's over and it's done with. So they don't chase after you. They don't chase behind you. They will just let you go, right? Pardon the interruption, just want to let you know that I do have courses and support groups available as well. Courses to help you understand what you went through and support groups to help you during or after the toxic relationship. Link in the description. Now back to the video. Another reason why, the second reason, is because they want you to chase them. Pride and ego are so big, right, that they want you to chase them. I'm the prize here. You gonna chase me. You want me, even though, you're saying, even though I want you. I'm not gonna let you know I want you. I just want you to chase after me. So if we break up and I want you back, I'm gonna play silent. I'm gonna go silent. The reverse Hoover. I'm gonna leave you alone. I'm gonna make you feel like this is all what I wanted the whole time, right? But I want you to come back to me. Because if you come back to me, if you chase me, then everything that I've done, it's okay. I have a clean slate right now. Too many people are chasing behind a narcissist. And when you chase behind a narcissist, you're bringing with you a magic eraser, because you erase everything that they've done to you. In their minds, you erase everything that they've done to you. Everything that they put you through, everything they said, has been erased. Because if I'm so bad, why are you chasing me, right? If you're so unhappy, if you're so sad, then why the hell are you chasing me? Why the hell are you reaching out to me? Why the hell are you breaking no contact with me if you're so sad, if you're so hurt? If you're in so much pain, then why are you breaking no contact? You see, some narcissists don't chase you because they want you to chase them. That's just the truth right there. They want you to chase after them. They want to be pursued. They want to feel like a princess or a prince. You know what I mean? It's just like, I want to be chased. So no matter what, like, some of them will want you to chase them. The reverse Hoover is true. They go silent on you, and then you successfully Hoover yourself. Because you get inside of your own head, and then you Hoover yourself back into the relationship. That happens all the time. You Hoover yourself back into this space and back into these bad behaviors, and then you wonder why things don't get better. You're like, why? I thought you said you were going to change. Like, you came back to me. Why would I change if you came back to me? What the hell? What kind of sense does it? What kind of sense does it make for me to have to change if you came back to me? Huh? You see, that's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people. Why the hell do I have to change my behaviors if it's you that came back to me? If you chase after me, even though I wanted you to come back. Mm-hmm. You know it sounds backwards. Even though I wanted you to come back, even though I wanted you to pursue me, why the hell would I chase after you? Like, why the hell would I change my behaviors if you came back to me? If you hoovered yourself. So think about that before you reach out to your toxic, narcissistic, lying, abusive, cheating ass ex. Make sure you think about that, because when you reach out, you clear the slate. It's like you're dialing on a magic eraser. You mean, just bring your erasers with you, a full pack of erasers, because you can't break it up again. You know, so the third reason why narcissistic people don't hoover you, y'all, is because they might have a new supply. They might have already found your replacement, right? They might have already found your replacement. They might have already found someone to replace you with, so they don't need to hoover you. They have a new supply. They have someone that's going to validate them, so they feel like they don't need you anymore. Why do I need you if I'm already getting my validation from someone else? If I'm already getting my validation from somewhere else? So sometimes they will manufacture a breakup with you in order to have this with the new supply go through. They'll manufacture an argument. They'll make a reason why y'all didn't work out. If you break up with them, they have a read. Like I said, they can discard you, or have you discard them. They can treat you badly enough for you to discard them, so they have a reason or an excuse for the new supply. Let's keep it hot, y'all. They have a reason. They have a reason to keep the new have a new person. Like, well, she broke up with me. What the hell y'all want me to do? I mean, wait, you know, she broke up with me. The hell y'all want me to do? Wait around all day and be sad and mope around? No, I'm gonna live. I gotta live my life too. I'm still young. I gotta live my life, right? Hell no, I ain't about to sit right here and rest on my laurels and do this. No, hell no. The hell with that. So some of them already have a new supply set up, or they feel like they've done enough to secure a new supply. They might not actually have the new supply locked in, but they feel like they've done enough to it's worth the risk to go ahead and discard you or get rid of you and not chase behind you. So if y'all break up, they already have someone else. So why they can't chase you? They don't have four legs, you know. They don't have two legs. They're going in this new direction with the new supply, so they don't have to chase behind you. You know, they don't have to pursue you. They don't have to come after you. So they just going behind a new supply, getting all their needs met, doing all this other stuff. So you have, like I said, it really is a mind game. It really is a different mindset that it takes to be a damn narcissist. Being realistic, you know. Because it's just like, it really does. Like, if they have a new supply, especially a hidden supply that you might not know. Sometimes you might know the supply. They might hide the new supply because you know them, right? You know, they might hide the new supply because you know who they are, or because they don't want you to know who they are, because, like, they don't want you to expose them for what they've done to you, right? It just in that space right there. So it just, it really does get to that point where they just hide the new supply because they don't want you to know who the hell they are, because they don't want you reaching out to the new supply and telling them stories, you know, telling them what actually went down, what actually happened. So they keep that a secret. And I just feel like this is, I hope this video brought y'all some clarity on why they don't chase you. Because like that, I know some people, and it's going to sound weird, y'all, and I'll close it out with this. It sounds weird because some people want to be chased, because y'all feel like a lot of people equate being chased to being worthy or having value to that narcissist, right? And it could be true in some circumstances, but most narcissistic people just don't want to chase after you because they feel like they're just above it. Like I said before, they could actually still want you back, still want to be with you, but not pursue you because they're too prideful. Not go get help, not go to work on therapy, not go to therapy because they're too prideful, they're too entitled. They don't think they're being problematic. They think you're the problem. So why the hell would I work on myself when you are the issue? If I see you as the main issue in our relationship, why the hell would I work on myself, y'all? Why the hell would I work on me if you are the issue? And if you're going to tolerate the stuff that we've been through so far, why the hell would I work on me? And this is not me trying to be mean and just, you know, just hammer away at people. This is the mindset. Why would I work on me if you are going to be here and stay with me? Why would it's just a wild dynamic, a wild mindset, y'all. So it's just like they could be too prideful to reach out to you. Your, whether or not a narcissist chases after you or tries to hoover you back in does not have anything to do with your worth or value to this world, to this planet. You are worthy of love. You deserve love. You are stronger than what you think you are. You really, really are. But I can say that as much as I want to. You have to believe it. You absolutely do. So that's why, I created my support groups. I created my courses to help bring people more, help people get clear on what they are doing, what they want, and what they are trying to pursue in life. So, like I said, join my support groups, check out my courses and whatnot. Link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. Subscribe to this channel, my YouTube channel. And of course, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. You have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. It helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.